Is it about the quality of the field, Ian, or is it the fact that some of the bigger names that were at this tournament all managed to play pretty well?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think, you know, Matt Kuchar, you've got to almost put him into that sort of A-minus category, and as well as Graham McDowell.
Yeah, there was a lot of A-minus guys.
Yeah, you've got Dustin Johnson, who's kind of, slightly above an A-minus scale on the PGA Tour. But it's all about the schedule. It's about the timing of this event. I know that players on the PGA Tour pick their schedule around, majors, and especially coming off of British. Now, the best players in the world have exhausted themselves not only during the British and the travel, but the preparation that leads up before it. So I think that, until the Canadian Open can get out of this time slot the week after the British, then, they're kind of going to be stuck with this type of field every single year.
Is the fall ever a possibility? I know they've flirted with that before, Ian, the idea of having it after major season's over, and especially in a Ryder Cup year, that's also really difficult to do as well, isn't it? To have it after Labor Day, yet before the weather's too bad to have it.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, there has been discussion about moving it to a FedEx Cup event, but the problem is, and then it becomes an RBC Open.
Yeah.
You can't have a Canadian Open. I mean, there's the potential there. Obviously, this year, Graham would be in the FedEx Cup, but I mean, there's a potential of having a Canadian Open during the FedEx with no Canadians in it because
right. It
comes straight off the money list. So I think that even if they had it, the week after or the week before the U.S. Open would be a key time to have it until, they can negotiate that new schedule time date. I mean, I just don't see anything changing.
Your take on Graham's weekend, it felt like he was there for the most part, and when he missed that birdie Saturday on 18 and eventually turns it into a bogey, it felt like that was kind of his moment to stay in touch with the leaders.
It was. I mean, and, he played extremely well. I mean, I've been in that position before where I've been in third place going into the weekend, of the Canadian Open, and, it may be a second-tier event on the PGA Tour. But as far as a Canadian, I think the pressure that's on you to perform well in your own country, of course, there's the long-standing drought of a Canadian winning the Canadian Open as well that's on your mind. So there's a lot of extra pressures, and you get pulled in a million different directions. And so I think that, other than that, I think it bodes pretty nicely for Graham to, heading into the FedEx Cup, heading into, hopefully making a cut in a major. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, Valhalla is right into his wheelhouse. So I think that, all in all, I think it was a pretty good week for the Canadians.
And, yeah, Brad Fritsch with the finish yesterday, right, just got his tour card within the last 12 months and did great on the web.com tour. He'd have to be pleased. Shot a 64 yesterday just to squeeze into the top 10. Maybe he wasn't feeling that pressure as much because expectations were lower than they would have been for Graham Dillette or David Hearn.
Yeah, and he started to show some signs of playing really well, prior to that at the John Deere a couple weeks ago. So he has been struggling with his game, but he needs to play well. He doesn't have very many weeks left to actually get himself into the top 125. So it was a good finish for him for sure.
Jim Furyk, did he lose this one, or did Tim Clark just go out and get it?
He lost it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you shoot 17 under par, even par is not par for these guys.
Right.
Three or four under is par. So when you go and shoot even par, the way that he played those first three rounds, he just absolutely, tore the place apart. He gave that golf tournament away. I mean, Tim Clark, shooting 30 on the back nine is pretty impressive. So, but I think there's something going on there. There's, that's seven times Furyk's had the lead going into Sunday and hasn't been able to close. So I think that he has still got something mentally going on in the back of his mind that has an issue with closing built around that U.S. Open at Olympic Club. I know that there were a couple times he had the lead going into the weekend prior to what happened at the U.S. Open, but, now the Players' Championship this year. I mean, you throw those wins over the last 3 years at a guy who's 44 years old. I mean, that is unbelievable. I mean, he wins the Canadian Open. He's got the Players' Championship on his resume. He's got another major. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame career. Now that he's had trouble closing on Sunday, he's just another player that's had a pretty nice career.
So Valhalla creeps up pretty quickly next week, as a matter of fact, to dive right in. Last major of the year, and all eyes, I would assume, Ian, on Rory McIlroy. Phil Mickelson hasn't had a top five finish in a major, and he hasn't done that since 2007. He usually jumps up and is relevant in one. He hasn't been yet. What are your expectations next week?
I think that, you know, you got to, one of the, you know, people, I don't know what it is about this tournament, but I mean, it for such a new golf course, it's got some pretty interesting history. I mean, you think of one of the most controversial golf tournaments that maybe has ever been played. It was played at Valhalla when Tiger Woods beat Bob May, and the guy slapping the ball, did he hit the ball back into play and that type of stuff. So I think that, you know, I'm interested more than anything to see how Tiger Woods plays, because it's a fairly wide golf course, and it suits right into the wheelhouse of a launcher. So I think that guys like Rory and Bubba Watson, and, you know, if Tiger Woods is feeling well, if he's kind of getting past the point, you know what, I can actually play this game and it's not going to hurt anymore. I think he's had a good couple of weeks of practice. Let's just see how he does. But I think it's going to be a very, very interesting major, because it's just not your typical kind of golf course. I mean, Valhalla, I don't know how they've backed into this, you know, sort of prestige of being a major venue, but it just seems kind of odd to me. They've hosted a Ryder Cup. I think it's going to be one of the most intriguing majors of the year.